Naming and color coding for fast sessions for old school DNB vibes. Intermediate workflow in Ableton Live. All right, let's set this up like you actually make drum and bass. Fast, messy, and full of layers. Old school jungle and DNB sessions live or die by momentum. You're chopping breaks, resampling, stacking bass layers, throwing effects, and if your set isn't readable instantly, you'll burn creative energy just searching for stuff. So today we're building a repeatable system for naming and color coding that makes your session feel like a console. You look once and you know what's happening. The goal is simple. You should know what every track is in 1 second. Before we touch any audio, here's the mindset. In DNB you will end up with multiple break sources like Amen, Think, maybe Hot Pants. You'll have top loops, one shots, ghost notes, fills. Bass will split into sub, res, and mid layers, and you'll have stabs, pads, atmos, vocals, and a bunch of effects throws. The session will get chaotic. That's normal. The system has to survive that chaos. Step 1 is the color map. Simple, consistent, no exceptions. Pick a palette and keep it for every project. Here is a solid standard that reads instantly. Drums in red or orange. Bass in green. Music like stabs and pads in blue or purple. Vocals in pink. Effects and atmos in yellow. Returns in gray or muted tones so they don't compete visually. A reference track in white. And your pre-master or master in black or the darkest color you can pick. Now the important part. Make groups a darker shade of the same color family as their child tracks. That way your eyes see structure immediately. Like, if drums are orange, the drums group is a darker orange. Bass tracks green. Bass group darker green. This is your visual hierarchy. That's the radar that keeps you from getting lost. When you've got 30 clips of Amen chops. In Ableton, the quick move is, select the tracks, right-click, assign track color. If you're on Live 12, you can also use track icons as a second layer of information. Color tells you category. Icons tell you function. For example, within drums you can have an icon for kick, one for snare, one for break, one for percussion. It's subtle, but when you're moving fast it's a huge win. Step 2 is naming. This is the real engine. We're going to name tracks in a way that encodes what the track is, where it came from, what it does, and what version it is. Because Audio 23 is a trap, and Final 2 is a cry for help. A clean naming format is role, source or type, detail, version. So examples, old school DNB style, drum BRK Amen main V1, drum BRK Think Hats V2, drum Teetho P Shaker 16th V1, drum Kick Punch V3. Bass subsign mono V1, bass mid res B2, must stab rave chord V4, FX impact vinyl stop V1, resamp drum bus print 170 BPM V1. The rule is, start with a roll tag, drum, bass, mus, box, effects, resamp, bus. That first word is what makes your set sortable and scabble. Next, add the source when it matters, especially for breaks. Amen, think, whatever. Then add what it does. Main, hats, ghost, fill, riser, then the version number, V1, V2, V3, so you can stop duplicating the same idea without knowing what's current. Quick Ableton workflow, Command or Control R renames. Do it immediately after duplicating. That's your two-click cleanup loop. Duplicate, then rename with a suffix like Alt1, Alt2, or A, B, C. You can literally save half an hour in a session just by doing that consistently. Now, here's an intermediate upgrade that's a game changer. Reserve one status marker slot in every name, always in the same place. Something like WIP, OK, Hold, or Kill. This prevents the classic which one is the real one situation. So instead of drum BRK Amen main V3, you do drum BRK Amen main OK V3, more bass mid res whip V1. And then you can filter with your eyes. If you see Kill, you know it's a candidate for deletion later. If you see OK, that's the keeper. Another intermediate upgrade. Add range tags for frequency ownership, because DNB layering gets messy when tracks fight for the same space. Put a simple hint in the name like SUB30-90, MID90-400, HI4K+. Even if it's approximate, it forces you to think like a mixer while you're producing. So you might name bass sub30-90 sign mono OK V1, drum hat 6K+ ride V1. You can keep it shorter if you want, but the concept is what matters. The name hints at the job. Step 3 is your track layout, top to bottom, like a studio desk. A solid default order is, reference at the very top, muted, then a drums group, then a bass group, then a music group, then vox, then FX and atmos, then resamp, then returns, then premaster or master. This order works because in DNB you reach for drums and bass constantly. Put them where your mouse naturally lives. Inside the drums group. Go classic jungle friendly. Drum BRKAMN main. Drum BRKAMN chops. Drum BRK think tops. Drum kick punch. Drum snare crack. Drum hat ride. Drum perk ghosts. Inside the bass group. Bass sub sign mono. Bass mid res. Bass mid dist flare. And optionally something like bass FX wobble fill if you do fills or edits. If you want to go even more pro, you can split drums into three subbusses. Drums low, mid, and top. Kick and low thump into bus drums LOW. Snare and break body into bus drums MID. Hats and air into bus drums TOP. Color them as darker shades of your drum color. It makes energy and mix balance visible instantly. Step 4 is session view. Naming clips and scenes so you can basically DJ your own set. Scene naming is where you build arrangement speed. Use a format like section, energy, notes. For example, intro low tops plus atmos, build mid snare roll, drop a full amen plus res, twitch high new bass, break low pads, drop B full think plus stabs, outro low DJ friendly. And yes, color scenes too, because it's an instant dynamic map. Cool colors for intros and breaks, hot colors for drops, a standout color for switches. When you glance at session view you should see your whole energy curve. Pro tip. Add numbers to the front so they sort like a set list. 01 intro DJ in. 02 lift. 03 drop A. 04 switch. 05 breakdown. 06 drop B. 07 outro. And another pro workflow move. Keep drop A and drop B on the same tracks, in different scenes, instead of making new tracks. That way your mixer doesn't explode. Your automation and clips change, but your structure stays stable. Also, name clips like edits, not just clip 1. Especially for breaks. For example, amen 2 step no kick, amen 1 bar fill, think ghost only. And you can add quick bracket tags for what you did. Amen chop AHP plus gate, so later, you know why it sounds the way it sounds. Step 5 is arrangement view locators, like a DJ set map. Right click in the scrub area and add locators for the major landmarks. Intro, build, drop A, switch, break, drop B, outro. If you want a typical DNB phrasing guide, think 170 to 174 BPM, and big changes every 16 bars, with little moments every 8 bars. You can even place micro variation locators like plus crash, plus ride, ghost fill, bass answer, delay throw, that prevents the dreaded 4 minutes of loop problem. It's a tiny habit that keeps your arrangement evolving. Step 6. Device chains that match your naming logic, because clarity isn't just labels. Your processing choices should also be obvious. On a break channel like drum BRKAMN main V1, a clean stock chain might be EQ 8 first, high pass around 30 to 40 HC to remove rumble, a small dip around 250 to 400 if it's boxy, then drum bus, with a little drive and careful with boom because that can mess with your sub, then saturator with soft clip, a couple dB of drive for density, then utility for quick width control. If you do something specific, reflect it in the name. If you've clearly saturated it, call it drum BRKAMN main sat V1. That way later, you're not wondering why it's crispy. For bass layering, the key is roll clarity. For sub, operator sign into gentle saturator, EQ8 with low pass around your crossover point, and utility set to mono. And here's a big one. Make sub safety visible, not hidden. Put utility at the very top, width at 0%, and then rename the track, bass sub mono safe V1. If it doesn't say safe, you know you haven't checked it. For the res or mid, use wave-eatable or analog, auto filter for movement, amp for grit, EQ8 cutting lows below crossover, glue compressor for control. Then name it with a roll and the split, like bass mid 120 res V2. That one line prevents low-end chaos later. Optional intermediate spice, build a res audit rack, an audio effect rack with 3 macros, crossover high pass, grid amount, width. Then name the track with the intent. Bass RZ mid AHP at 140W 50 V2. It looks nerdy, but it's instant recall when you reopen the set. Step 7. Returns. Treat them like permanent tools, not random effects. Name them like R1 verb short room, R2 verb plate, R3 delay 1-8 dub, R4 parallel drum smash, R5 facer rezo, if you want jungle spice. Color them muted gray so they don't steal attention from the main channels. And keep return names consistent across every project. That's muscle memory. You should always know that the dub delay is R3 without even reading it. Step 8. Resampling organization. This is massive for old school vibes. Create a resamp group and plan it like you're using a sampler. Add tracks like resamp drum bus print V1, resamp bass print V1, resamp effects print V1. Then print in chunks, 8 or 16 bars, and rename immediately with section info, resamp drop a drum bus 16 bar V1. And here's the discipline move, print FX moments as assets. Instead of leaving a complex automation chain running forever, resample it and keep it searchable. RSFX echo throw drop a 1 bar, RSFX res rise 2 bar. Those become reusable DJ tricks you can drop into future tunes. Also, give yourself a scratch pad, one deliberately ugly group color you never use anywhere else, like brown. Name it, scratch ideas delete later. Anything experimental goes there temporarily. Nothing graduates into the main groups without a proper name and color. This keeps your main set clean while still letting you be reckless creatively, which is the whole point of DNB sessions. Step 9. Groups and buses. Mix clarity. Name buses by purpose. Bus drums, bus bass, bus music, bus all pre-master. If you do parallel routing, use routing first naming so you can understand your I/O without clicking anything. Bus drums pre. Bus drums parse mesh, bus bass pre mono safe. This is how you avoid routing panic, when something is distorting and you don't know where it's coming from. Now, quick reality check, common mistakes to avoid. Random colors per project. Your brain can't build muscle memory, leaving default names. Rename immediately after duplicating. Overly clever abbreviations that future you can't decode. No versioning, and unlabeled returns and buses, which wastes time every single session. Let's wrap with a mini practice you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Create groups named drums, bass, music, effects, resamp. Color them using your palette, and make group colors darker. Add 8 tracks and name them exactly. Drum BRKMN main V1. Drum BRKMN chops V1. Drum snare crack V1. Drum hat ride V1. Bass sub si mono V1. Bass mid res V1. Mustab rave chord V1. FX Atmos Noise Bed V1. Create 4 scenes and name them. Intro Low Tops plus Atmos. Drop a full Amen plus Reese. Twitch High New Chop. Outro Low DJ Friendly. Add 3 locators in arrangement. Intro, drop A, switch. Then save it as a template. Name it something like DNB Start so you actually use it. And here's the test. Open it tomorrow. Don't press play, and see if you can answer in 30 seconds. Where is the main break? Where is the mono sub safety? Which return is the dub delay? Where is the drop B switch element, if you made one? If you can answer instantly, you've built a system that protects your flow. Recap to lock it in. Roll first naming. Consistent color map. Groups in a logical DNB order. Scenes and locators that mirror a DJ set. Returns and buses treated like permanent tools and resampling organized like you're working in the sampler era. This audio version is shortened for playback.